Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Jesus' path to becoming King of your heart started long before Holy Week. He had announced his candidacy at different times. Months before his death and resurrection, Jesus told his disciples exactly what would happen. Decades before that, the Christmas angel announced a campaign slogan of sorts, "Good news of great joy that will be for all the people." And centuries before that, our Savior King released press statements of his promises through the prophets sent in his name. The path Jesus took reveals much about his character. While every other person on earth gets caught up with self-promotion and looking out for number one, Jesus truly held the interests of others always ahead of his own. Rather than cling to his glory as the Son of God, he humbly set it aside so that he might serve us. His path also tells us much about what he came to accomplish. His journey to the cross was both purposeful and fruitful. He was obedient to death, so as to pay for the sins of all mankind. His name is above every name, because there is no other name on earth by which we must be saved. Finally, Jesus' path to kingship reveals what it means to live in his kingdom. His is a kingdom that is never-ending, but was brought about by death. Our king was cursed. We are blessed. In his kingdom, there is no place for shameless self-promotion, but only selflessness and self-sacrificial love for one another. Lord Jesus, grant me the same self-sacrificing attitude as you. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.